It appears the Freemasons and other secret societies may have also referred to the awakened pineal gland as the Philosopher's Stone. Manly Palmer Hall's description is but one of many that make this strong suggestion when you consider the context. The Philosopher's Stone is an ancient symbol of the perfected and regenerated man whose divine nature shines forth. As the rough diamond is dull and lifeless when first removed from the black carbon, so the spiritual nature of man in its fallen state reveals little, if any, of its inherent luminosity. He who possesses the Philosopher's Stone possesses truth, the greatest of all treasures, and is therefore rich beyond the calculation of man. He is immortal, because reason takes no account of death, and he is healed of ignorance, the most loathsome of all diseases. Rudolf Steiner, a well-known scholar of the esoteric mystery schools, argued that the legend of the Holy Grail, a chalice filled with the waters of life, or elixir of immortality, is yet another symbolic reference to the pineal gland. The bowl of the Grail chalice is shaped like a pineal gland in most historic illustrations, but upside down compared to everything else we've been discussing so far. A recent Steiner compilation entitled The Mysteries of the Holy Grail establishes detailed connections between the Grail legends and the pineal gland. The Holy Grail is also located within each of us, in the castle of the skull, and can nourish our subtlest perceptions in a way that dispels all but the most refined material influence. Steiner is referring here to the pineal gland in the brain. The legends of the cosmic egg, world egg, and particularly the Orphic egg also appear to be pineal gland references. The Orphic egg is pictured with a serpent wrapped around it, and the shape of an egg is similar to the shape of the pineal gland. Manly Palmer Hall again gives insight into the meaning of this ancient symbol, hinting at a connection with the pineal gland when you consider his other statements as well. The ancient symbol of the Orphic mysteries was the serpent-entwined egg, which signified cosmos, as encircled by the fiery creative spirit. The egg also represents the soul of the philosopher, the serpent, the mysteries. At the time of initiation, the shell is broken, and man emerges from the embryonic state of physical existence wherein he had remained through the fetal period of philosophic regeneration. Hall also believed the unicorn was another mythical symbol of the awakened pineal gland. The single horn of the unicorn may represent the pineal gland or third eye, which is the spiritual cognition center in the brain. The unicorn was adopted by the mysteries as a symbol of the illumined spiritual nature of the initiate. According to the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, René Descartes believed that human beings were composed of two main ingredients, a body and a soul, and the pineal gland was the junction point between them. In Descartes' view, the pineal gland is involved in sensation, imagination, memory, and the causation of bodily movements. Though much of what Descartes said does not line up with modern understandings of the brain, some of his thoughts may have come directly from the ancient mystery schools. The part of the body in which the soul directly exercises its functions is not the heart at all, or the whole of the brain. It is rather the innermost part of the brain, which is a certain very small gland situated in the middle of the brain's substance. A low-pressure image of the sensory stimulus from the soul appears on the surface of the pineal gland. Descartes' idea of visual images appearing on the surface of the pineal gland may be far more accurate than most people realize, as we are about to discover. This suggests that he did not think of this concept himself, but might have leaked ancient secrets he had been entrusted with, mixing them in with his own ideas as well. The Edgar Cayce readings also spoke about the pineal gland on a variety of occasions, and agreed that this was a literal eye in the center of the brainstem, and that it was the anchor point where the soul joins with the body. Medical investigations of the third eye. According to Dr. Richard Cox in USC's Health and Medicine Journal, Descartes perceived the mind as some sort of out-of-body experience expressed through the pineal gland. Cox reveals some surprising facts about the pineal gland. Under the skin, in the skull of a lizard, lies a light-responsive third eye, which is the evolutionary equivalent of the bone-encased, hormone-secreting pineal gland in the human brain. The human pineal is denied access to light directly, but like the lizard's third eye, it shows enhanced release of its hormone melatonin during the night. Dissected, the reptile's pineal looks much like an eye, with the same shape and tissue.